Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now.
Wonder what you tell me now.
Papa!
For this awesome, for this wonderful evening. Always grateful, always thankful to still yet be amongst the living, especially when we think about we're at the end of the first month of the year of 2023, and grateful that we made it to 2023. And now we are thanking God that he allowed us to have an opportunity to see this wonderful month of January 2023 come and about to go, and for us to welcome in another month, welcome in the month that we all consider and refer to as the month of love. And I just hope and pray that it doesn't stop there, that we're able to express love in so many areas of our lives with so many people. God is love. And if we're not exemplifying love, then we know that there are some challenges that we're probably battling and dealing with. And so I just hope and pray that, you know, even as we think about the month of February and as we enter into that wonderful month that we refer as to Black History Month, but also as the month to just show so much love that we refer to as Valentine's Day, but let it just keep going so that we have that opportunity to be a blessing to others. Just grateful and thankful that you made it to the Blog Talk Radio show tonight. As we speak about oneness, in particular, as we speak about the weapon of our warfare, that's what's important to all of us. You know, we got to understand that we all have weapons, and we got to know how and when to use them. And I pray that we use them for the upbuilding, uplifting of God's kingdom first, and then everything else will fall into place. That I just pray that tonight you've come prepared and ready to receive a word in season, that we will have this opportunity, especially Minister Jesse, that will be sharing through transparency and through the studies that he has taken upon himself to review and look at and share and be able to just drop nuggets. All we do, we don't have enough time to do anything other than drop you some nuggets to let you recognize that a lot of these topics are topics that we come up with because they're things we've dealt with and we've blessed ourselves as a couple to deal with them. So if we know we got blessings out of them, what better place to share it than on the Blog Talk Radio show as we speak on oneness.
And so I just thank God that you've come, not only just come, but ready and prepared to receive, not only for yourself, but others that may not have had an opportunity to get on tonight. But instead, what you've done is taken notes and you're able to share so that others can be able to get the blessing as you're getting it tonight as well. I want to personally say thank you for being a part of the number where we usher in the Holy Spirit, because we can't do anything without inviting the Holy Spirit to be our lead and our guide. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, this is your daughter Tammy Storr by way of McDonough, Georgia, thanking you for another day and another opportunity to declare and decree your word upon each and every one of our lives, recognizing, knowing, and understanding, Lord God, who we are in you, with the ability to understand the strength that we definitely have. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the confidence to overcome everything that we're faced with on a daily basis. And we know good days are going to come and bad days are going to follow behind every now and then, but we can't get weary in well-doing. We have to understand and know that trouble don't last always. We got to understand and know that there are times we got to have some serious warfare that's combating the things that are trying to attack us, whether it be our health, whether it be relationships, whether it be our finances, whether it be our marriages, our children. It doesn't matter what it may be, but we know we're going to get attacked every now and then. But the question is, what are you doing to fight that battle? Are you putting on the full armor of God each and every day? Are you giving yourself an opportunity to get that word deep down in your heart and your spirit so you have it to use it as a two-edged sword to go towards someone that's causing havoc or bringing havoc upon you or your family? It's wartime. We got to fight in this war. We can't step back and do nothing or we'll be defeated. I know it always talks about in the Word of God that faith without works is dead. We believe, and through our faith, we know that's what will get us through. But we know there's some things on our part that we must do. Too much is giving, much is required. And so tonight, I just want to personally say thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity to come before your people to declare and decree a word upon their lives and be able, Father God, to consider it done. And I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice that have made their way to be in agreement with this opening prayer. We want to welcome you, Holy Spirit. We thank you in your word where you said, well, two or more gathered together, you would be in the midst. And I just want to say, I feel you already this evening. And I want to thank you for your presence. I want to thank you for all the things on my to-do list that I know I got to get accomplished and over the weekend. And I know, Father God, that it's only going to be by the grace of God that I get everything done decently and in order and in a manner in which I know, Lord God, I personally will be, Father God, great with and knowing that I feel good about the work that I must do. But I want to just personally say thank you for the privilege and the opportunity for us to be able to speak life into marriages, for us to speak life into individuals, for us to be able to be in agreement, Lord God, that no weapon that tries to form against any individual under the sound of my voice and those that are making their way to the Blog Talk Radio Show shall nor will prosper. But I thank you that I have the ability to declare and decree prosperity upon our marriages, prosperity upon marriages to be, prosperity upon our health. And I just want to take this moment also to pray for our dear sister, Leah Killings. And I declare and I decree in the mighty name of Jesus that you would go and be with her and allow her an opportunity to have total body healing to befall upon her body as you will do the same for my husband, Minister Jesse. You'll give him an opportunity to understand and know, Lord God, the requirements of him and the responsibilities within himself to make sure that he's able to take care of himself, to be here for many years. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God, for all of our loved ones, Father God, near and far. Thank you for Mama Storr and all that's happening in her life in the rehab, that she's able to do a lot more this time around than the first time. And I want to personally say thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, all that she continues to accomplish on a given day. As always, Father, continue to be our light, continue to be our guide, order our steps, allow us the opportunity to go out and be a blessing to someone else, because we know there's others that are standing in need of a touch from you today. Whatever it is that they may stand in need of right now, Lord God, we lift them up to you. We stretch our hands high and wide and declare and decree that you just meet us all in our time of need, because we know that we take that step to lift our hands up to the skies of heaven. We know that in the spirit, you will reach down and touch us, anoint us, and give us an opportunity to accomplish greatness. I love you, Lord God. And I want to personally say thank you once again for the awesome man of the hour that I consider my best friend, someone that I know I can call my husband, my confidant, my workout partner, my everything. And I pray, Lord God, that whatever it is that he needs on this day, that you would meet him in his time of need and give him an opportunity to do what he needs to do to be able to prepare, Father God, for what you have for him on days to come. Thank you for the businesses that he has his hands involved in, that because of him, the anointing is upon them all, and there will be blessings that will come upon them, and that they will be able to be a blessing to others that they come in contact with. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
All right. Let the church say amen one more time. We praise God and thank God for my queen, for my wife, my confidant, my best friend, my workout buddy, my cooking partner, my role, everything that you can imagine. That is my weapon. That is my weapon against all this warfare that we face each and every day. That even when the enemy come and try to bring a little funk into the picture, you can get together and rebuke and say, no, not today. We're going to do this another way. Nothing is more powerful than the togetherness associated with oneness. Nothing. This relationship requires the greatest level of trust and forgiveness we will ever experience as humans in this dispensation. And this is what makes it the level of success. Its success is so difficult, yet at the same time, so simple. And something so simple be so difficult. It is if you allow it to be. It is if it allow it to be. So much is going on in the world today. I mean, how do you get around all of this stuff that's happening? I mean, we'll have to touch upon some of these things that I believe are germane to tonight's subject matter. We all know what's going on in Memphis. I mean, it's a tragedy. It's sadness. It's a tragedy. And to hear all of the different takes that are being displayed on the cable channels and the local channels and whatever, none really can capture and make it possible to understand, I'm sure, the pain and the sense of loss that a mother and a father would have at that situation. That's not our subject tonight, but we don't want to forget about that reality, because that reality is also part of what really attacks our oneness. Is not being stopped and not being dealt with as though you are not a human being, or injecting into the mind and the consciousness of our young people how they must handle themselves if they are stopped by a police officer. And in these days, it's not just one type or one ethnicity related to a police officer. Is now, as we see, police officers. And again, I want to stay focused, but at the same time, I find it difficult to really process and digest all that's taking place, because I myself, I've been out there running across these United States of America from the East Coast to the West Coast, the North Coast to the South Coast. And I know there have been times when only by the grace of God and God's gift and skills that he made available to me have I not myself ran into a similar kind of situation. Or perhaps my sons or my daughters or my wife or my sisters or friends or brothers, cousins, uncles, aunts, whoever. It's a painful reality. And yet even with that reality, we can't seem to come to understand that that particular institution, that particular institution is viewed as a weapon that's being used against many of us. And that's why I want to understand this concept of weapons. See, weapons are not necessarily always what we think. We sometimes think of weapons in the case of having something that you go out and you actually put it to work, you put it to use. We sometimes may think that fighting or a gun or whatever. But see, a weapon can be anything that's designed to inflict not only bodily harm, but spiritual harm, not only physical damage, but mental damage. So a weapon is anything that's used. But we got to look at it this way as well. A weapon does not necessarily have to be something negative. Your weapon does not have to be based on carnality. The weapon that we use are the weapons that God has made available to us. And that's why we know and understand in our readings that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and everything that attempts to exalt itself above the knowledge of who we are in him. And so once we have an understanding of weaponry and how our weapons are not like the world, that when we get into a philosophical disagreement with our wife or our husband, and we have a philosophical illusionary misunderstanding, that we don't respond, we don't deal with that situation the same way the world may deal with that situation. Instead we have an acceptance, we have an understanding, we have an appreciation for the differences that may exist simply based on the fact that you were born in the North, I was born in the South, or you were born on the East Coast, I was born on the West Coast, you had a mother and a father, I had a mother, or I had a father. There are all kinds of combinations that are presented to us that are designed to cause us to fail and to miss the mark of that higher calling of oneness. So oneness in and of itself is a weapon, but it's a weapon that's used to bring success to those things that God already said was ours. He already said if we would meditate on his word day and night and observe to do everything that's written therein, we may have success and prosperity. That only one, Joshua 1:8, the only one where success and prosperity is mentioned in the same verse. See, oneness is something that allows us to be able to instantaneously forgive. It doesn't call us to go and have to deploy or employ any scripture that say, hey, you can be angry but sin not. You already know that intuitively. You know that already in your spirit, in your emotion, that's the way it is. Okay, you angry for a minute, but you're not going to sin. You're not going to get into wrath. You're not going to get into malice because you are more committed to oneness. So that's the weapon of your warfare. And that's what we want to bring home tonight, is that regardless of what takes place, regardless of what happens, we have that we can hold on to, that we can rely. Some are saying today that perhaps this young man, and you hear all of these theories every time we have a young brother or a young sister or someone that's killed by these situations. And again, it doesn't matter if someone said today, if it's about someone that may be Caucasian or European or black or African or Hispanic or Asian, it makes no difference. It's about the institution. Just like marriage is an institution, being someone that provides shared services of protection for the community is an institution. And that institution has unfortunately, it has a lot of good people. Let me back up and say that. A lot of good people. But unfortunately, that institution also has a bunch of folks that have caused bad things, terrible things, wicked things, the money things, to penetrate its institution and begin to reign terror, begin to reign pain, begin to reign suffering upon communities in Memphis and all over the United States and all over the world. There's no mistake that when we look and see what took place after that, we can see a metaphor in our own marriages. Do we have a situation where we sometimes seem to be stopped, it seem to be, oh, why am I being pulled on for no reason? Why does it seem as though my mate, my spouse, why does it seem like we're going through these things? Well, it's part of the enemy's plan. The enemy's plan is always to take something small, something minute, something that really has no real significance, an illusionary difference, and turn it into warfare. But see, oneness, but we're committed to get through it, to see it through it, to have the reason why. That's our weapon. And our weapon will allow us to then hold hands, will allow us when we not even together, to just pray one for each other. And as we pray one for each other, we're able then to rebuke and to reject the fiery darts of the enemy. So that's what's going on in our marriages. And it's interesting that when we think about, again, what happened in Memphis, and look at the significance of so many parallels, so many metaphors, so many things. Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, assassinated in Memphis. I mean, my goodness. I mean, he was there to do a thing again for a group of shared service workers. You know, they were for the sanitation group, you know, the garbage collectors, you may say. And think about it. They're to support that particular group, where if you go back to that particular time, that there would have been no such representation in the Memphis police force. And now we fast forward all of these years, and now all of a sudden we find that the same people that have been given an opportunity to come forth take their power into their hands and create havoc that's brewed all over this nation. The same thing exists, whether we believe it or not, in our marriages. And so over the course of time, we have allowed an erosion to take place. As we have gained more freedom, we have begun to lose the weapon of our warfare. We have begun to lose our commitment to oneness. Instead, we began to embrace a scatterness. We began to embrace a wantonness that says, hey, I don't have to be committed. I don't have to be in oneness. I have the freedom now. Some of you may not even like this, but Roe versus Wade, I mean, that was about a scattering. That was about creating a situation that in the minds of people, it developed the independence for a level of sexuality. But in reality, when we go back and look at the level of oneness in marriages before Roe versus Wade was established, it was a whole lot stronger. See, we can't allow what takes place Friday, what takes place in the world, to be the ammunition that's used against us to live that which is righteous. Does not in Matthew 6:33, it says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things will be added. See, we got to sometimes sit down and think about it, that we sometimes get caught up in the flow. We get caught up in the situation that may not truly be representative of what we should be about. But when we think about, again, the concept of oneness, when we get many times, we get bamboozled, or we get made fun of, or people laugh with us, or people want to call you square, they want to call you not in touch, they want to call you out of touch, whatever they want to call you. But it's 21st century, because you made a commitment that oneness will be your weapon, that oneness will be the weapon of your warfare. But we're going to encourage you tonight that we're at a time right now that we better begin to learn and to understand the value of oneness more than any time ever before. Because right now, it's making life more difficult for our children and our grandchildren than we ever thought possible, because of many of these ideals that the demon philosophers have brought into the consciousness of the people in this 21st century. It's attacking our oneness. And as it attacks our oneness, it's making us weaker than ever before. I mean, it's amazing. Tammy and I were sharing, I was thinking about something just the other day. I mean, the very nature of the foods we eat, how the foods and the fast foods and the theoretical opportunities to take time away from eating and take time away from preparing food in the kitchen, that theoretically sounds good, but in reality, what is it doing to our bodies? Are we living longer because of modern medicine, yet at the same time dealing with diseases or dealing with illnesses that will not kill us, but will require us to pay a higher percentage or a percentage of our money, of our income, to continue to feed that symptom for much longer in our lives? I think about it sometimes. people back in the country. Tammy, they don't have a whole lot of sophisticated pharmaceuticals. But some kind of way, eating off the land, they were able to lead and live a lot of years. Now, we know the men always didn't live as long as the women. Maybe because they were working harder. Who knows? That's another study that can be conducted. But oftentimes, we have to, again, evaluate what's going on. Why are we losing our oneness? Why are we using the weapon that we have, which is to believe in each other, to love on each other, to have peace with each other, to have goodness and kindness, to have faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? What's happened is because we lost that way. We lost how to really appreciate that which God made available. The most powerful weapon we have is the unity we establish and we develop in the joint process of oneness. There is no greater weapon than the love we find in oneness. There is nothing greater. I mean, whatever you may try to use, whatever you may try to do, there is nothing greater. Now, I'm going to give you just a few examples of what it may mean and where we may be coming from. And if you have a comment you'd like to make, you can hit 1 on your phone. That'll raise your hand. We'll say, come on. And as Tammy mentions quite often, just keep it brief. And we praise God and thank God for all of you that have dialed in live tonight and also those that may be listening in the archives. But there are many things and many ways we see how we are challenged. And think about it. Simple disagreement leading to major disagreement. How many times have you found yourself where something is really, really simple, not that complicated, something that should never create any kind of antagonism, any kind of pain, any kind of suffering, any kind of sorrow, yet you find yourself allowing that simple disagreement to turn into something major? Over the course of our time together, we have seen where people have said to us sometimes, they're mad about each other, mad about something that happened 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, where they allowed a simple thing to become something big. I remember one time, Tammy, I'm saying this, I'm missing this often because I just still find it so difficult to believe, where there was a person that was upset with their spouse because their spouse at one point wanted to go visit their parents instead of doing what they had been doing for all of the previous years. And their spouse held it against them for 20-some years. So where that minor disagreement, that minor disconnect had turned into a foothold, had turned into a stronghold where it had put their marriage on the edge because of that, because that one spouse continued to play it over and over and over and over in their spirit. And just as I mentioned a few moments ago, if you play that over and over and over in your spirit, it will take root. It will multiply. It will become successful. And now all of a sudden, you got a major disagreement to where every time a holiday comes up, you're bringing up what happened 20 years ago. That will reduce, that will weaken your weapon of oneness. You don't need to do that. We hear today that the Germans have decided to send some special weapons over to Ukraine. These weapons that will require a level of sophisticated training. These weapons that are supposed to give the Ukrainians a higher probability of coming back and winning this war against Russia. Well, what are the special weapons you have? Well, we mentioned just a few moments ago. They're called the food of the spirit. That's the greatest weapon we have, is that when we learn to truly operate, you can take a lifetime. And I challenge any of you here, you could take a lifetime. And if you ever truly perfect walking every day, 24/7, 365 in the fruit of the Spirit in your marriage. I guarantee you that weapon of warfare would be able to withstand any onslaught of the enemy. It is nothing that will be able to cause you to fall because you're walking in what God has ordained from the very beginning. How about a simple miscommunication leading to a major communication? Oftentimes we may say something or we may hear something. We really didn't hear what we thought we heard. We heard, and then we may say something, but we didn't say what our spouse said that they heard. And so now all of a sudden, a simple miscommunication can turn into a major miscommunication. To where now you've allowed not only anger to rise up, you've allowed wrath. And what the word has already taught you, don't allow you to lay your head down with wrath and with malice because it's not good for you. Might create an ulcer, might create all kinds of issues in your body. Because oftentimes what we fail to realize and understand as well is that many of some of the illnesses, many of some of the things that go on in our bodies, they are generated by this wrath and this malice and this unwillingness to forgive and to forget, this unwillingness to pray one other. Oneness is the weapon of our warfare. Let us not misunderstand that. And then there are others that we can look at. Simple misuse of funds leading to major misuse of funds. Now this one, see, is really critical because oftentimes in this postmodern era, in this current dispensation, most of us, we've forgotten about the concept of oneness when it comes to finance. Everybody do their own thing. Doesn't matter how you do it. You figure out and then you give 30%, someone gives 70%, someone gives 10%, whatever. And then at the end of the day, you got this disconnect instead of having this total trust. And so now all of a sudden, this simple misuse of funds leads to a major misuse of funds. And now you go through a marriage 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and you never have trust in the use of funds again. You have each other loaning and borrowing. And I thank God I've never had a concept where I said I've loaned some money to my spouse. So they said they loaned some money to me. It's a gift. If I have a need, I can turn to my spouse, and if they have it, they give it to me. They could turn to me. I have it on me. And some will say today, well, you know, I don't carry no cash. I don't have no cash. But all of us should have some cash. None of us in this era to walk around where we are cashless. That's what society wants you to do as well, is to be cashless. Don't find yourself that way. What if there's a data breach? What if all of a sudden there's a malfunction in the power grid, and then all of a sudden we don't have a way to get money? See, simple misuse can add to something major. How about those intimate activities? Simple refusal of intimate activities can lead to major refusal of intimate activities. Now, you just use your imagination as what you want to say is an intimate activity. For some, it may simply be in holding hands, a simple kiss. I mean, whatever you want to make that is for you based on where you are in your oneness, then use that to your own discretion. But at the end of the day, all of us need intimacy. All of us need to know and to feel that we are being loved, that we are special. And when we fail to do so, we truly are going to miss the mark. We truly are going to miss the mark. I know, Tim, I've been going here, but I want to slow down for a minute because I want to give you an opportunity as well. I didn't realize the time was flying like this, but I want you to, I've opened up your mic. I want you to just, whatever the Holy Spirit give, to share whatever God has placed on your heart. Come on, your mic is open.
Amen, Jesse. I tell you, to God be the glory for this awesome subject tonight. You know, when we think about you know, what is, you know, the weapons, you know, when we speak about warfare, you know, you mentioned that scripture that it is so prevalent, it's so true. We got to know how to use it, where it talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down the strongholds. I mean, the strongholds is what gets us. I mean, strongholds on finances that you spoke about, strongholds on intimacy, strongholds on relationships. I mean, there's so many strongholds that are out there that we allow Satan to take over. And we have to understand and know that we have lost the war if we don't use the power that has been given to us, and that's through the word of God. We got to let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. That talks about that's in Revelation. We got to know how to destroy these strongholds, because it's not about flesh and blood. We got to understand that, because it's mightier. It's more than just that. We got to understand and know that as a believer, when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, we got to know that that we have resources that will defeat the enemy. Because how many of us know the enemy doesn't have any power? Satan has no weapons. He has no power that can withstand the power of the Holy Spirit. How often are we ushering in and offering the Holy Spirit to just take over our mind, to take over everything about us? But how many of us know when we ask him to do that, there's got to be some communication with him. If he takes it over, he still wants to give us direction. He wants to give us an opportunity to do whatever we knew and do it right, whatever we need to do. He doesn't want us to have all of these challenges. How many of us know we have challenges in our life because the weapons that are causing us issues, we're not doing anything about the right way? I mean, we got to understand and know that as we really and sincerely and truly think about how many of us have been in a simple disagreement, and then we think about it and we say, you know what, that was a silly argument, or that disagreement didn't even make sense. But let me ask you this question. How many of you are coming back and asking that, God, will you please forgive me for my immaturity? Are you going to your spouse and asking for forgiveness? Because we all understand none of us are perfect. We're going to say and do things that's going to cause a disagreement. It's just, how far does that disagreement go? Are you holding a grudge for a day or two, a week, a month? God forbid. Are you understanding that you're not perfect, so you need to be able to forgive so that when that time comes around, because you are going to make some mistakes, you're going to have to ask for forgiveness yourself. Are you willing to do it quicker than quick because you understand and know that's the law? And that's what God has instructed us to do. How many of us are willing to listen to God's instructions so that when we do have these simple, you know, disagreements, they will not lead into major disagreement? Everything that happens between us, we should be strong enough and willing enough, have a willingness in us, talk through it. Most of it is simple communication, which is what Jesse spoke about earlier. And one of the examples of what happens in this thing that we're referring to as the weapons of our warfare. Are we sincerely, when there's a miscommunication, are we going back and correcting that communication that went the wrong way? I hope so. If not, you're going to allow it to linger. And anything that lingers, we know that sometimes becomes a bigger problem than it ever should have been. Deal with it. Have an understanding that it's okay to have misunderstandings and disagreements. I mean, all of us have to understand that all of these misunderstandings and disagreements, they directly affect one of the other things Jesse spoke about. He spoke about, are you allowing yourself to do what you need to do as a part of the responsibility of being a spouse? Are you allowing the intimacy to take place in the bedroom? I'm not talking about the physical, where you got to physically be in one another. Intimacy is way more than that. And if we are feeling, thinking, and believing that's what it is, then we have a misunderstanding. And we got to understand, sometimes just walking down the road and holding hands. I was at the hospital today in my job, and I seen a lady, you know, she was young. And I seen the young man that was next to her had her hand and was just holding her, and they were walking down the street. And I know it was probably for a different reason than ultimate intimacy, but it just made me feel so good just to see someone walking down the street. I don't know if they were boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. I don't know them. But I know they were young, probably late 20s, and they were holding hands. And I could tell the way she was walking that she wasn't stable. So something was going on. But the first thing that came to me was not maybe a challenge that was going on in her body, but I had a smile on my face. It was just so nice to see just that intimacy they had holding hands and walking down the street. That leads to something more when you go in the house. You might sit on your husband's lap. You might hold him and give him a hug and a kiss. You might just get in the bed and just hold one another. There's so many times when we're in the bed and just the intimacy of just being in each other's arms. I mean, I might wake up in the middle of the night and notice that Jesse is way over on the other side of the bed, and all I want to do is get closer to him. I want to just kind of back up to him so that I can just feel his presence all over me. How many of us know that that is a form of intimacy? And I just hope and pray that we all understand that it's a trickle-down effect. One thing can lead to another to cause us some major challenges. And so I hope and I pray that we're able to understand and know that we have power within us. Are we putting on the full armor of God that I spoke about in my prayer? Are we putting on the breastplate of righteousness? We want to do what we can to be the most righteous person that we can possibly be. We are all, you know, given the opportunity to go out and be stewards unto God, unto everything that he has given us. It's up to us. Do we want to do it? We have a bloodborne right that has been given to us because we've been welcomed into, you know, the fatherhood of God. You know, once we have accepted him as a personal Lord and Savior, once we've been baptized and we understand the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you got the privilege now to call on that Holy Spirit to do and be whatever we need him to be. But how many of us know if we need him to do something for us, there's some things we got to do for him. Study to show ourselves approved so we know when and how to call on God. And that'll help us get beyond and through what we refer to as the weapons of our warfare and to understand it better by and by, to be able to understand and know that it's not flesh and blood that we're dealing with. So once we get to that point, we will understand that the physical things are what we got to really and sincerely deal with. And I hope and pray that every day you get that opportunity. You go forward and you be the best you can be. You give yourself an opportunity to be able to do the things that's within your power. Don't worry about your spouse. They got their own challenges. They got their own things that they're working on. Be yourself. Do what you can within your own space to be the best spouse you can. And then God will orchestrate everything else with your spouse to come to you to be the best person that they can be. I pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you. I can't thank God enough for the privilege and the opportunity to understand and know that we all have the ability to be able to declare and decree a word upon our lives, upon our spouse's life. We have the ability to understand that, you know, we have the ability to fight. We have the ability to do it because we already know God told us that we can and we will if only we have that desire. And I hope and pray that you all do. And I wish you nothing but great success in all of your marriages in days and weeks and months and years to come. God bless you.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Prophetic utterance. We just pray that you can receive that. We know and understand, as Tammy shared, it's not about being perfection. It's about pursuing perfection. Because if you're willing to pursue perfection, at some point you'll get a taste of it, you'll get a sense of it, you'll get an understanding of how it can become your weapon of warfare, that it would allow you to withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy. And it's what our hope is, our prayer, that as we share on these Monday nights, and we have been sharing now for some 14 years, every Monday night. We miss very, very few. And sometimes people may ask, say, how do you all do it? It's only by the grace of God. That's it. Only by the grace of God. And I thank God that the minister that encouraged me, you know, and encouraged Tammy, then encouraged us for that encouragement. And so we also want to ask for your prayers as we end this first month of 2023, because we've got to do something slightly different. God has impressed that we've got to become more creative in our use of social media. We have, if you can imagine, over the course of the last 14 years, almost every Monday night, only a few, five times in the course of all of that, those years, you can imagine how much information has been amassed, how much studying has been completed. So we're praying and we're in much prayer right now on how to take those lessons, what God has given us, and to be able to share them with others. And so we're asking for your prayers tonight, that God might use your prayers and the prayers of others to share with us ways to become more efficient, more enabled in time management, and how to get these messages out. Because seriously, we are very serious, is that the warfare that's against marriages and against oneness has never been greater. And we seem to not really capture and realize how great this warfare is. More and more of our men going to prison, and more of our men being beat up, being shot up, being cut up, being drugged up, all of these various weapons that the enemy is using to weaken oneness as God ordained. And so we need to be praying. We need to be prayerful. We need to be doing everything in our power. And God has called us to say, be creative. Come up with ways to share that which has already been shared, because it has something for everybody, and we need to find a way. So we're going to ask, too, if any of you got ideas, feel free. Send us an idea, j.storr, S-T-O-R-R, at OmegaMinistryGroup.com, or t.storr at OmegaMinistryGroup.com, and share ideas that you may have. We have, like I said, almost now 13 years of sharing. So there's topics on everything that you can imagine. And so we're praying that God is going to give us that answer this year in 2023. We have, for lack of a better term, procrastinated long enough. And it's time, because God has blessed us and God has shown us that while we are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, I am probably the most difficult man to live with on the planet. Now, y'all know I'm smart. I'm not going to say my wife is the most difficult one to live with on the planet. She's probably the easiest one to live on the planet, which makes it more difficult because I'm one of the ones probably more difficult. I don't know why. That's just the way that God made us. They said opposites attract. But the one thing I can say is that whatever we share is exactly what we do. Whatever challenges we may face or whatever challenges we may share, I can tell you we always see it through. We always get through it because God always makes a way that we can get out of whatever situation we may be in. That's what he's already said, that if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. If your desire is to have oneness as your weapon against all forms of warfare, according to Psalm 37:4, it's got to happen, because you're going to delight in the Lord and he's going to give you that desire. So we just want to encourage each and every one of you as we conclude this last Monday, already 1/12 of 2023 Mondays have already been exhausted. We want to ask you to make sure you begin to put your plans in place, your marital leadership plans, personal leadership plans, to make 2023 one of the greatest years you've ever experienced. Tim, if you will, would you close us out with a word of prayer? We'd appreciate it. God bless.
Amen, amen. Jessica, God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful and productive evening. We thank God once again for allowing us this opportunity to be able to declare and decree this word upon each and every one of our listening audience. We just pray, Lord God, that tonight, excuse me, they will have an opportunity to put the pieces of the puzzle together for their life. I don't know what they're going through, Lord God, and they don't know what we've been through and what we go through, but I just know one thing, that you are in the midst at all times if we are willing to accept you in, to have you be our lead and our guide in everything that we do, including our marriages. Allow the oneness that you created for each and every one of us to experience. Allow it to go forward and allow us the opportunity to understand and know what it is that we must do, Lord God, to be the best individual on this side of heaven. I just want to say thank you for the man of the hour, for Minister Jesse and all that he stands for. I pray for also for the woman of the hour that's about to come up. I pray for Minister Leah Killings. I pray everything she says, does, and touches will be blessed by you. Continue to keep her health in perfect peace. I thank you once again for her husband and her children that continue to rally by her and around her and with her, Lord God, to make sure that all is well. The Holy Spirit, go and meet her in her time of need right now as she comes forward a word in season, and let it be through simplicity and understanding. And I want to just say thank you for the opportunity you've given us to share through transparency tonight on how and why it's important for us to stay, understand what it means, Lord God, when we're dealing with warfare. As always, Lord God, give us, Father God, give us an opportunity to live long life. Not only live long life, but in good health, and allow us to be productive in all we do. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Agape love.